This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Biden administration says they're talking with negotiators in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins reports.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages.
A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages held by the terrorist Hamas in the Gaza Strip were released yesterday. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in kidnapped custody by Hamas. Memorial services for First Lady Rosalynn Carter are set for today. She will lie in rest in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta, Georgia, for public viewing. Rosalynn Carter's funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried at the family residence. The wife of President Jimmy Carter passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. The cost of eggs may be going up very soon.
Due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak from 2022 has been less severe than in previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million birds culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus spread, particularly among wild birds. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is Bill Nye the Science Guy's birthday, and yes, he is younger than uranium's alpha particles. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison over the weekend.
Out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
That's Laura Winters reporting. The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers' union reached a tentative contract. The Portland Association of Teachers says it gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students. The missed school days because of the strike by the teachers' union will be made up by adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days. Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jeff Bezos is coming to our state. I say our state. I'm here in Florida. You know that for about the last 14 years. And he's coming. He realized that, the taxes there in the West, California, Washington, wherever, no bueno. You know, let's leave Dodge there. I'm sure Gavin Newsom is going to chase him down because the state legislature in California is trying to do is tell businesses that you're still going to be beholden to the state for 10 years after you leave the state. They're just not going to let that tax money just vapor without any kind of argument. And so they're sending bills. People are ignoring them, kind of burning them up. This is what is happening so far. But the other thing from Jeff Bezos' land is that his yacht, really nice boat here, I'm telling you. It produces 7,000 tons of carbon emissions every year. Now, Phil Hotzenpiller is with us from American Faith. Phil, don't you love this irony and the hypocrisy of the uber wealthy that are out there and they will attend these rallies and spend millions of dollars to support, climate change and all this other gobbledygook, and yet they are the biggest offenders of it all. It's unbelievable, right?
Well, it's classic Marxism. You blame people for what you're guilty of, and that's exactly what's going on. But I know one thing. I know your yacht does not produce that big a carbon footprint. That's what I do know.
Well, I'll tell you, my yacht in its heart produces that much. It's all heart, and it's all of about maybe 14 foot. 14 foot, mostly heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, and it's really, you talk about, I'm here in California, so we're the polar opposites of the way they look at life.
Yes.
But, you think about it. Wouldn't a politician come to their senses and think, maybe I need to change something here? Maybe it's not them that's the problem. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's California politics, taxation, regulation, what is it? But they don't ever seem to come to that conclusion. It's always, let me chase you down. Let me try to bill you for 10 years like that's really going to work.
Exactly.
It's craziness.
Well, it all gets back. I was talking with Pastor Robert Jeffers a couple weeks ago. He's got a new book out about the Ten Commandments. And, Phil, and I'm thinking about it, this is what it comes down to, really. I mean, the Ten Commandments are no longer in play. They just ignore it. They think it's 10 suggestions, and they're going to find out the hard way. No, these are commandments, and my call to normal Americans is saying, look, you know, we've got to get back to first principles. And in my conversation with the good pastor was that, you know, the Ten Commandments are about a good start of first principles as I can imagine, because it helps you understand, you know, good from evil, these things that are, you know, that you write about in your book, you know, it's Midnight in America. You know, you address these issues in the book, and they're all fundamentals, are they not?
Well, exactly. I think that's it. You know, remember that God brought cosmos, that is order, to the world at the beginning. And what's the opposite of cosmos? Well, it's chaos.
Chaos.
So the further a person gets away from God and God's truth, there's more chaos in their life. And that's why you see cities that are, you know, run by, you know, democratic leadership, they're a disaster, and they can't figure out how to fix it, and the voters can't figure out how to fix it. They don't know how to vote anything other than they have, and they create just more of the same problem that they have, while at the same time, everybody wants to blame Trump or their city. I mean, it's insane what they try to do on this thing.
Because we've abandoned the anchoring points that are so essential for us to have a conversation, so that we realize that we're talking about reality. We're all seeing the same thing. It's a hot dog. No, it's not a hot dog. It's a Cadillac. Wait, you think it's a conversation over here. This is where we are right now. I was watching a presentation. This Canadian professor, you probably know about him, Saad. He's done the happiness book, and this guy's kind of like another Jordan type Peterson guy, and talks about the division in reasoning is that you have deontological versus consequentialist, and the deontological people are people of faith who believe that you do things based on duty and honor, you know, those things that are relevant to God's Ten Commandments, right? The consequentialists say, well, that's not fair. You know, that we look at the consequence. What's the consequence of it? You know, somebody murders somebody and you say, well, I don't want to murder him because the consequences, that's just too rough for me. So I'm going to have my own ideology. Well, what happens when you abandon duty and honor and those anchoring points, the deontological, you know, assessment hold to, then you start getting into feelings. And we abandon good reasoning, and that's why we're all goofed up right now. This is why we're open to drag queen story hours and kids getting their bodies mutilated because some idiots think that, oh, you know, puberty blockers are the way to go, because they're all thinking in terms of the consequences, not what is honorable, not what is duty bound, right?
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right. And again, you know, logic, just take the average person on the street, ask them the question, does this make sense? They're going to tell you 100% of the time, no, it makes no sense. And yet, there is this elite class of thinkers, and I use elite in the worst possible way.
With air quotes. I can see the air quotes flying up there, too. Yeah, right.
You know, it's they exchange truth for a lie, and then they support those who do the same. Mm-hmm. While all the time beating their chest, like they're elite, they know more, looking down their nose at somebody. I mean, it's insane, and it's always been that way. It's just worse now. That's what it comes down to. It's just accelerated at a level that, you know, makes your head spin to look and see what's happening here.
Well, and the scary thing, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, and I think the thing that we look at and say, okay, I get it, my neighbor gets it, my neighborhood gets it, why is it we can't make any real change in this? And I think it still comes back to the global elite. What are they doing? They're lining the pockets of politicians, of different people in high places, to basically go along with them. And so you can elect somebody. It doesn't matter what they tell you. They're probably going to do what they want to do anyway. They're not representing the people.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, we're talking with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books, and they've done a great study on all the endowments going to these universities, Phil. Boy, it'll spin your head. It's incredible the amount of billions of dollars that are going to these universities, and guess where they're getting the money? They're getting the money from us, the taxpayer. Okay, and this keeps on going like a revolving machine. I asked Adam, I said, I'd just be curious, you know, because this is equal opportunity. I mean, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike are participating in this scam, right? So I wonder how many honorary degrees are on the walls from these, you know, these elite universities.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they're funding, in many cases, terrorism anti-American ideology on a regular basis, and
on our dime, Phil. On our dime.
On our dime. Yep, exactly.
Is this crazy or what?
It is crazy.
Without a doubt. Well, I'm going to let you think about that for a moment. We're going to go to quick break so you can take a breather. More from Phil Hudson-Pillar after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
And we're back with you fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith. What is it about, with the Democrats? I mean, and I'm calling this out only because, and it's not to just because we're trying to be partisan here, but, I mean, you got to call it for what it is. What is it about Democrats that think that they got to firebomb, pregnancy centers? Pregnancy centers are trying to help people. I mean, they're not trying to kill babies. They're actually trying to help the parents, young girls in many cases that have no idea. They can't even think about going out and figuring out how to buy a box of diapers, but they're pregnant. And pregnancy centers come alongside Phil, and they're, helping them, giving them counseling, even getting, the baby daddy involved, the father, the unexpected, the father who, whoa, hey, this is a surprise. And dealing with this in such a way so that we understand that there's more than death to look forward to. If you go to a Planned Parenthood, the option is death. I mean, there's not, they can talk about, reproductive rights and all this. But no, give me $500. We're going to kill your baby. Get out the door. And don't even think about getting a Christmas card from us. But pregnancy plan centers, they are with this couple, and particularly the girls and their and family, some cases, because the families, it's a family dynamic that they're all involved, especially if they start talking about, I'm too young, we just can't afford it, we're not married, we all this stuff. How about if we put the baby up for adoption? And this is what's happening. More and more, the option of adoption is coming into play here. So, again, like you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, we're at that critical cross. We've always been at that critical cross section of life and death. There are choices that you make that are consistent, that promote life, that as you look out and you extend the choices that promote life, it's a beautiful thing. Now, death, there are choices there. And then that's what started this organic movement to reverse Roe v. Wade, because you had 49 years of pain and history of women, particularly, that went through the experience of abortion that Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, all the rest of them said was going to be rare, it was going to be safe, and, it's just like a little bit of a, like getting a little tumor cut out of you. And they're going, first of all, it's not necessarily safe, because women were dying, not exactly rare when you're talking 100 million babies have been murdered in the process. And, so those are two big lies there. And the other thing is, I don't remember the last time that I was grieving over a tumor that I had extracted from my body. Right? I don't know about you, Phil, but I think any tumor or any mole that I've taken off, I don't sit there and say, oh, my mole would have been 5 years old had, I not had it extracted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, well, there's this idea that if there is no God, okay, or if the one I call God is not really God of my life, that it's really about me. And so this world, this, man-centered world that we live in, about my feelings, my desires, my wants, trumps everything else. So nothing else. So if anything threatens that, for example, there's somebody out there doing pro-life, there's a clinic there to help pregnant mothers, then that threatens my mentality or my philosophy of life. I have to do all I can to destroy it.
Yes.
Because it's really going, it's creeping in on my ideologies.
Right.
Yeah,
we can't coexist any more than Palestinians and Israelis can exist, right?
Right.
Basically, it's interesting. That's what it comes down to. Same intersection, life and death. Okay, right? So I can't exist with Jews, so I got to, from the river to the sea, get them out of here. And it's the same thing. There's no coexistence between my self-serving ideology and the theology of a God that believes in life and promotes life.
Well, let's look at this. If you follow Twitter at all, mm-hmm. That it is just slammed with calling Israel a terrorist state.
Right.
And everybody seems to forget how we got into this mess. We didn't get into this mess, with Hamas, because we just were Israel decided one day we're going to just attack Hamas. Mm-hmm. You know, the situation came that way through a tragic event that took place in October. And remember, the whole ground approach was delayed. I thought way too long.
Exactly.
You know, I thought it way too long. But mm-hmm. then it was followed by flyers. That was followed by, you know, you need to move out of that. This is going to start quickly. And then everybody forgets that and goes, no, they're a terrorist state. Well, yeah, are there pictures that are unfortunate and innocent people die? Yes, exactly. But that is the consequence of war. When you get mm-hmm. something started on that level, you know, nobody wins on the big picture, because
right.
it's going to be like, they're going to be tragedy and fallout and everything and cities destroyed. It's just the way it is. And it's never good. And just imagine if we'd had the kind of social coverage going on with the Iraqi war that we have today. I mean, mm-hmm. what would the pictures look like? What would the stories look like in right. today's thing? And the same thing, you go back Korean War, where they're suffering. Yeah, what about war? Yeah, how about, yeah, name it. War
yeah.
is brutal. There's no two ways about it.
Well, you know, and of course, for me, I was in the Marine Corps during Vietnam. I didn't go overseas, but I was in the public relations office at Camp Pendleton. So I'm dealing with all the reports, Phil, and I'm seeing footage, but mostly pictures of the atrocities that were taking place. It's not a beautiful thing. But, you know, what happens, it's like, how do you want to remove this Band-Aid? I mean, or, you know, do you want to just tear it a little bit or just yank it all at once? And this is why when wars are conducted, you got to go full force. This idea of hesitation, this is what elongated Vietnam, in my humble opinion, what I could see from my venue. You go to war, you let the generals who know how to conduct war do war. And then when all the politicians go, whoa, 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 you know, the consequentialists that we were talking about earlier, they get all upset. Oh, well, hey, I didn't think it was going to be this bad and the whole deal. Well, we need to come to the table and talk here. And I'll put the general back in the cage. But the only way I can get him back in the cage is we're at the table talking, you know, we're working this out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it happens. But no, you get all these politicians coming to the idea. And oh, my gosh, I got to tell you, our president. This guy has about much business of conducting a war as maybe you and I have to do in a surgery center conducting brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable. But yet here he is, and it's amazing. Again, that 40%, that illusionary. I don't know where these people are, but they. Oh, he's doing a great job. Oh God. Yeah. The outcome isn't even here, and he got in the way. You know, Dr. Michael Rubin, former Pentagon official, he came on right away and he says, Bill, he says, those boats are out there in the Mediterranean not to protect Israel. They're to keep Israel from doing something that the United States does not see in their best interest. That's why they're there.
Interesting.
Right? And you see how it plays out. That's exactly how it's played out. And here we are. For all the money that we spent in Ukraine, now where are we?
Greater debt. I mean, that's the only thing I know we're different. You know, we're just living with in more illusional a monetary system than we had before. That's really where we are.
Yeah.
Because you know, you've got no telling how much money's been banked by Ukrainian leadership over there and not gone to the field. No telling how many biolabs have been protected in Ukraine. No telling how much money's been laundered in Ukraine. That's what happens in scenarios like this.
Well, yeah, what do you expect them to do? These guys are money laundering. They're 10-degree black belts when it comes to money laundering. And we're right. barely have a white belt on compared to them. Well, except for Hillary. Hillary's she's probably up there with him. 10-degree black belt. She's got that. She knows how to make that work. Her and Bill, they've been working at it for a long time. But the rest of us, you know, what do we know? We just want to live in peace. We want to provide for, you know, for our kids and grandkids and, you know, for the next generation and keep the light that's shining on a hill bright that people would be called to, you know, called to repentance. That's what it's all about. Phil Hotzenpiller, you're awesome as always.
Imagine,
appreciate it.
It's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The Biden administration says they're talking with negotiators in the Middle East in an effort to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Dave Collins reports.
Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages.
Memorial services for First Lady Rosalynn Carter are set for today. She will lie in rest in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter's Presidential Library in Atlanta, Georgia, for public viewing. Rosalynn Carter's funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she'll be buried at the family residence. The wife of President Jimmy Carter passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining up with Jeff Cruer and his crew in Louisiana in just a few moments. But meanwhile, let's talk turkey here. You know, in the past, we were told the turkeys weren't necessarily all that smart. They have a tendency to, when it rains, they will drown because they look up. Okay? They just keep looking up and they drown. You know, so the other thing is that they will also... they huddle together in such a way that they end up crushing each other. There's also just some silly things, and maybe these are just bad reports because we just haven't spent enough, endowment money and do some special research with some university, some Ivy League university, and we paid them a gazillion millions of dollars so that they can determine just how smart or not so smart these turkeys are. But we're told they're incredibly curious and inquisitive animals who enjoy exploring. They're highly intelligent animals, we're told, who, just like dogs and cats in our homes, are playful individuals with unique personalities. You just don't want turkeys in your home because they're not easily housebroken. But hey,
and
you're right now.
There's Bill Martinez right
here
now.
He is. Jeff Cruer, we're with you, buddy. How are you?
Hey, great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, no, great to have you here. We were just talking turkey because, previously it was said that turkeys weren't all that smart. I remember reading one thing about turkeys is that, when it rains, they end up drowning because they just look up. you know, they're getting pelted on the head with raindrops. And, you know, I don't know if that's anecdotal. I don't know if it's true. You know, we had Adam Angieski from Open the Books, and we were just talking about all this endowment money and everything that's been going, you know, taxpayer money that's been going to universities and all these research papers they do, you know, for millions of dollars. And I can't seem to find, of all the millions of dollars that we've spent for university research, I haven't found, but I probably shouldn't even suggest it, because then there'll probably be one for $10 million. Somebody will investigate and research, you know, the intellectual level of turkeys. But and I say that thematically because, you know, because there is some tie in here, ladies and gentlemen, and that is that Jeff and the team at Ringside Politics TV and his radio program, they award a Turkey of the Year during Thanksgiving week, right?
We've been doing this now for the 24 years we've been on the air, and it is an annual tradition, and I get input from our listeners, our viewers, our readers, and we do it for a good number of days and tally it all and look at all the nominations. The only requirement is it has to be someone new. We can't award someone who's already been Turkey of the Year. So a lot of people nominated Joe Biden, but he's already been our Turkey of the Year 2 years ago, so we couldn't have him back again. So we had to pick someone new. And the winner this year was none other than maybe the worst cabinet secretary in the history of our country, Homeland Security Chairman, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Turkey of the Year, Bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent choice. I mean, you know, for Joe Biden, it might have to be named the perpetual Joe Biden Turkey of the Year Award, only because there's such a high level of response to associate him with that, you know, with that award. But Mayorkas certainly, I mean, what a hot mess here.
You know, we've had a historic number of illegals stream into the country from 174 nations around the world, and he keeps lying about it. He keeps saying that the border's secure. He keeps patting himself on the back about what a great job he's doing, and we all know it's a disaster. So they almost were able to pass the impeachment resolution the other day of Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's now been referred to the Homeland Security Committee, where the chairman is already doing his own investigation. And, you know, I quoted in the column some people that have called his action, like Congressman Van Drew, criminal. And I agree. I think his actions are criminal. So at the very least, he should be impeached, Bill.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, who's telling him he's doing a good job? I mean, that's the deal. I mean, he's absolutely just as delusional as everybody else in this administration. But somebody is telling, you know, whether it's Buttigieg, I mean, go on down the line. Every cabinet member, you know, what they're doing is antithetical to our Constitution, and what I think most reasonable people and patriots would think, you know, how you should run a government. I mean, it's like they're purposely crashing the whole, you know, this whole republic. You know, they're crashing it in the ground. So who's telling them they're doing a good job?
I guess Joe Biden.
Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. Or some other lever pullers, you know, that are part of the, you know, globalist elites that are, just keep it up. You're doing a great job. When you look at everything in Europe, that everybody that opened up their gates and pulled down their walls, you know, look what's going on. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can to reverse, you know, this migration that has infiltrated all their countries. I don't hear one good story. Go ahead.
Even with all the problems that they've had in Europe and some of these other countries, I don't think any country has been as lax as we have in just allowing this complete invasion to occur. The lack of a border wall, getting rid of the Remain in Mexico policy, instituting catch and release again, all the different things that have been done, and the numbers we're talking about. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene estimates it's about 10 million. Mm-hmm. And that's more than double the size of the state of Louisiana.
Right.
Flooded in here. And, you know, a lot of those are what they call gotaways. And we don't know who they are, where they are, who they're affiliated with, how many could be involved with terror groups. Bill, that's a real concern of mine.
Well, I asked the other day, I go, how many of these coming across the border do you think are not beholden to the cartels? Okay, I mean, all things being equal, if you had immigrants coming in here and they weren't attached to the cartels, that'd be one thing. But you've got added problems when they are beholden to the cartels, and the cartels are saying, look, you better do our bidding. If you don't, we know where your parents live. So they are compelled to do the cartel's bidding in our own country.
Yes.
And that has danger all over it, Jeff, and that's what you've been saying and I've been saying.
So we got that problem with the cartels. We've got potential terrorists that are roaming around here. We've got just your garden variety criminals. And then we've got these Chinese agents that I am convinced have been sent in here. They're saying there are historic numbers of Chinese nationals that have been, quote-unquote, apprehended at the border. Who knows how many of them are involved in the gotaways. And I think that's part of China's plan to destabilize this country. And that is our foremost enemy. So that's another component to the open border that Mayorkas has allowed now for 3 years.
Exactly. See, there's no vetting of these people. You know, I was talking to a presidential candidate 2 weeks ago. I said, you're not even finding out what these people have to offer. And they're coming in beholden to the cartels. And even, you know, you don't even understand the dynamic. I mean, you got men, not women, but men, Chinese men of fighting age coming here. Well, do you realize...
Right.
You realize the other basic biological problem that China is dealing with right now, and that is that they don't have enough women? I mean, you know, so I don't know if these men are coming here to, you know, capture some women, you know, to, you know, so they can have some sort of some life. These guys are just, you know, they're sex depraved right now because there's no women for them.
And that's certainly an interesting point, or it could be espionage for the communist Chinese.
Always. That's always there. That's
right.
That is a given.
What about our vulnerable electric grid? What about all the different ways that we could be vulnerable to an EMP attack? I mean, all the different things that possibly China could do to harm us maybe has now been accelerated by this open border that has really put us at risk. So, you know, while the DOJ and the FBI worries about MAGA and Trump supporters and January 6th protesters, this massive threat has just accelerated due to what Mayorkas has done. So that's why he was hands down the winner, Bill.
Well,
turkey is here competition.
Now, when you award this, do you send him like a little bird or something, or you know, a little turkey bird?
Yeah.
Gold plated turkey bird or something, you know.
We had one of our listeners draw a very nice design of a turkey, and sort of put that in a nice little certificate and send it to him. I'm sure it's up in their office. I'm sure.
Well, no doubt. I mean, having it hung there very proudly with novena candles underneath it, you know. Just saying.
Yes.
Got to keep the Catholics happy, you know. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah.
Jeff Carrere, you're awesome. Yeah. Thanks again for being with us. Take care,
buddy. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
As we're getting into the waning days of November, and this is Adoption Awareness Month, we still need to continue to talk about it. I mean, so much is happening relevant to adoption. And Gary Schneeberger is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is focused on the family's assistant to the president for media relations. As you know, more and more adoption is becoming an option to this. Really, it's just this mass murdering of our children. We just can't, we cannot continue this. You know it's untenable. I mean, this is why Roe v. Wade was reversed, and the adoption option is coming more into play. I think there needs to be some things of a legal nature where it's easier for people to adopt. And that's one issue. The other issue is, you know, what happens when these kids, you know, are leaving their adoptive homes. And we're going to talk about the suitcase bundle program with Gary in just a moment. Gary, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It is always good to be with you, and I am well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, good. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you had a great one.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
wonderful. Well, before we talk about the suitcase bundle program for just a moment, because we started talking about, you know, the adoption option, and being since this is Adoption Awareness Month, what I'm starting to see is this increasing movement toward adoption as opposed to abortion. And I just I want to support that with all my heart, with all my passion, because there's so many families out there, Gary, as you know, that would love to adopt. And I mean, they're going overseas. They're spending $40,000-$50,000 per child to go and adopt. And we've got children here in America that, you know, but for some regulation and some crazy things that aren't very supportive of the adoption process. I mean, you know, that's why people are going elsewhere. I mean, it's pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And that's one of the things that Focus on the Family has really done for the last almost couple of decades, mm-hmm. is
our Wait No More program is designed to make that process really navigable for families who want to do exactly as you said, help those kids in foster care. So you can go to waitnomore.org if you're interested, and you can find a sort of a step-by-step process, but we'll come alongside you and help you in your adoption journey.
Right, and that's the thing that, you know, is underreported, and I'm glad you brought this up, Gary, because this is the heart of people that support life. You know, I keep saying we're at the intersection of life and death, as the Old Testament lays out to us. Choose life, that's what we want to choose. And when you choose life, there are things that you choose that go along and support that infrastructure of life. In the same way, if you choose death, then you will do, your choices will coincide with that which promotes death. And it's a clear, I think after all these years, thousands of years of experience, I don't think you have to be a genius to say, you know, yeah, I mean, choosing life sometimes can be difficult, no doubt about it. But the choice of life in the long run pays innumerable and almost immeasurable benefit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it is often that folks who don't share our view on the sanctity of human life will say that all Christians care about is getting the baby born. They don't care once the baby's born. And, you know, programs like Wait No More and what a lot of other people do and what individual foster families and adoptive families do is absolutely care for a child.
Exactly.
After that child is born. It's not just get the child born and, you know, next we move on and we, you know, go watch television.
Yeah.
There's a cradle to independence attitude, certainly focused on the family in a lot of other organizations and certainly in a lot of families in this country.
Well, exactly. And there's testimonies that abound to that fact. I mean, we're not making this stuff up. I mean, you've got, you know, young women that, you know, find themselves pregnant and they, what am I going to do? You know, they've got, there's lots of things involved with a surprise pregnancy, like explaining to their parents what the heck happened. You know, the associated shame that they believe that goes along with it. I mean, there is a tsunami of emotions that comes upon these young people, male and female, and then, in the balance of all this is the life of an innocent child, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why at Focus, the individual who heads up this area of the ministry, her title is the Vice President of Advocacy for Children.
Yes.
And we advocate for not just the birth of a child, but for the life of a child after that birth. And there are, to your point, there are a lot of steps necessary needed to help families help those children and to help those children get the help they need.
Yeah. It's so disingenuous for people to throw up this idea. Oh, well, you know, you're just there to help them for a couple of weeks and then you go off and watch your football game. That is such an ignorant statement because it shows that you don't know what you're talking about when you make that kind of statement that's so irresponsible when you have Focus on the Family and there are hundreds, if not thousands of, you know, pregnancy care centers across the country, oh, by the way, that are getting bombed and attacked by those on the left that are so angry because we're choosing life. Like, that's such an evil thing. Or, you know, God forbid that you want to pray outside of the, you know, the perimeter of a Planned Parenthood because this has become a death factory and it is against your conscience and you're praying for people. And how many people, as a result of those prayers, Gary, the women have changed their mind, they've chosen life, and the testimonies that they talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that happens every day. I imagine with informed thought that absolutely does happen every day. And it's, you know, Bill, I love it. I love it when those people on the left will say, all you care about is getting the baby born, because I have an arsenal of responses to that that proves otherwise. I have testimonials. I have programs that we do. I have individuals who have adopted several children from foster care. So I kind of like it when the left will uninformedly say all you care about is getting a baby born. No, we care about a lot more than that.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you come down to our facility, open up the cupboards and see what you find. Oh, baby diapers. Oh, children's clothes. Yeah. Oh, ministry, people that are there to meet with the mother and the father so they can give them some counseling. And also, for the last 20 years plus, here's the track record. You know, without giving you names, I mean, if people want to give their testimony, that's one thing. We're not going to violate their privacy. But this is what we've done, as opposed to a Planned Parenthood that takes your $500 and kicks you out the door. Hasta la bisco, baby. And and they don't care about you. They don't care about your anxiety. It's not like you can call a Planned Parenthood and said, you know what, I'm really depressed. I'm dealing with the death of my child. You told me it was going to be a nothing burger. And I'm having some major mental issues over this. What do you say? I mean, do they offer any kind of prayer? Do they offer any kind of, you know, counseling whatsoever? But, oh, no, but they tell everybody else that 97% of what they do is about reproductive health care. It's about the woman. Oh, really? Yeah. Where's that 97% when that woman who took your advice took that Tylenol pill that you said, oh, it's just like a Tylenol, and next thing you know, they're ejecting a fetus in their toilet?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's, and again, that's one of the things that Focus on the Family does offer is counseling to women who find themselves in that situation. And I may say men who find themselves
exactly
in that situation. There's a deep emotional wound that can happen to a man in the aftermath of an abortion as well. And it truly is, our advocacy for children is also advocacy for the parents in situations who may have made the wrong decision, who may have made a decision that they regret. And we come alongside them, and help them navigate through those emotions because they're not easy.
Exactly. You know, Gary, I'm glad you brought up the fact that, you see, men are injured in this, and the reason it is because it goes against the way God designed them. Men are protectors. We are the ultimate protector of families. You know, you talk about mother, you know, the mama bears and all that kind of deal. But dads, don't mess with their families. Don't mess with their children. I mean, all hell will break. If you think not, all you got to do is take a look at the footage of what happened up in Virginia where that, you know, that father was incensed with the school board because they allowed a young man who decided that he wanted to be a female and have access to a woman's restroom and rape his daughter. And that dad went to jail.
Right.
And every other male figure, because that's in our nature to protect our children, felt the same way. So, yes, you know, it's not just about women. It's dads, and they're feeling this pain, too. And I keep saying we're about ready to have a you know, kind of the cry of Rachel that was, you know, that was talked about in the New Testament, what happened when Herod killed the babies, is that we're going to have a male version of that. And I believe it's very near in coming as males realize, oh, my God, I bought into the lie as well. And I left my wife. I left my girlfriend unprotected and participated. And the result was the death of my child.
Yep.
Well, Gary, look at we got about 30 seconds left, and I appreciate you being able to get into this, but we wanted to talk about the suitcase bundle program. So with 20 seconds, tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Yeah, waitnomore.org. You can find out more about the suitcase bundle program to help those kids who are transitioning out of foster care into a more stable home environment.
And it's just a pragmatic deal for them to have something to put their stuff in as opposed to a grocery bag or a garbage bag, right, traditionally?
Right. Absolutely, yep.
Oh, you got to check it out and see it for yourself at Focus on the Family. Gary Schneeberger has been with us. Thank you, Gary. Take care.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.